Nonprofit organization Tribute to Early Chinese Immigrants Canada Foundation, TECI, has announced its lineup of events to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the Chinese Exclusion Act 1923. We must join hands to make Canada the envy of the world, by leaving behind past woes and creating a just and better society, said Nancy Su, honorary chair of TECI, during a press conference at Anin Community Center in Markham. She quoted from a family affected by the discrimination. My grandfather came to Canada in 1921 and he and several of my relatives had to pay the $50 head tax. It is why my own father was born and raised in China, as my grandfather could not afford to pay the head tax. It is Sue's wish to have this piece of history written into Canadian history, to educate Canadians of the injustices done to the early Chinese immigrants and to petition the governments to contribute toward a private public memorial to be built in honor of the Chinese pioneers in the Greater Toronto Area and other cities where the majority of Chinese Canadians are now residing. According to Ellen So, TECI board member, a series of commemorative events for next year include concerts, educational activities and collaboration activities with their community partners. Here are some highlights. Lee DeLune Music Foundation will hold an East Meets West concert, as well as the world premiere of a new musical, The Railroad. The Canadian Sinfonietta will host an Asian Heritage Month concert. Markham Museum will have an exhibition to educate the younger Canadians on the Chinese railroad workers and their contributions to Canada throughout the years. TECI aims to educate Canadians about the trials, hardships, tribulations and successes of Chinese immigrants to Canada since the Exclusion Act of 1923 and contribute to our living together in a country of respect, harmony and prosperity. More information is available at tributechi.org/.scarlett Liu is a federally funded local journalism initiative reporter at Economist & Sun.